I'm Prathana.
And I'm Anastasia.
Welcome to Science Right Now, an interesting podcast on how ovarian cancer may be linked to a mutation on the X chromosome that comes from your father.
Research shows that daughters are at higher risk for ovarian cancer than their mothers, which led scientists to think that the mutation for ovarian cancer might come from the father's X chromosome.
Furthermore, research shows that multiple daughters in the same family can have the same risk for ovarian cancer because they all share the same X chromosome with the mutation.
But what is a mutation? Is it random? How does it affect us?
Well, mutations can be considered random because they can happen randomly, whether it is a mutation that can harm you or a mutation that can benefit you.
Mutation may happen because of the low-level biochemical reactions in the body. Some mutations can occur more than others because they are favored by these reactions.
DNA changes do not happen simply because they will be useful, and if they are useful, they may not be heritable. Mutations are basically a change to the DNA and can be passed down only if the mutation affects DNA and occurs in the cells involved in reproduction. A somatic mutation or body mutation can be ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer is a cancer where malignant cells are found inside or near the outer layer of the ovaries. Cancer is the uncontrolled growth of cells which build up and can cause tumors.
Can't those cells just stop reproducing themselves?
The thing is, cancer cells lack of the ability to stick to one another.
I bet this type of cancer is easy to diagnose.
Actually, ovarian cancer is usually not detected until its later stages because the signs are so subtle. Symptoms become obvious at last stages.
Cancer with a passive-aggressive behavior?
Yeah, basically. As it was mentioned before, scientists have found recently that our dad is to blame for ovarian cancer gene.
According to CNN, men who are carriers of the gene have an increased risk of other types of cancer. The X chromosome that you get from your dad has a specific mutation that can cause ovarian cancer.
This can be seen when multiple daughters have ovarian cancer. This is because they all share the same X chromosome from their father.
This can also be seen when a daughter has a higher risk for ovarian cancer than her mother, and this is because of the X chromosome from dad.
So, what are the chances that you will have an ovarian cancer?
Well, according to American Cancer Society, quote, an estimated one woman in 75 will develop ovarian cancer during her lifetime.
So, my chances to get ovarian cancer are 0.01333333.
That's great, we get the point. As quoted by the same source, if the patient is diagnosed and treated in the earliest stages, the 5-year survival rate is over 90%.
How this mutation works can be explained by Dr. Eng and his colleagues. And I quote, Eng and his colleagues theorized that because women have two X chromosomes, but men have only one, a mutated gene on the X chromosome would be shared twice as often between paternal grandmother-granddaughter pairs than maternal pairs. Thank you, CNN, for that totally clear piece of information.
I'm not confused at all.
I know, that's a lot of information to digest. So basically what it means is that because the mother does not carry the mutation has to be
passed down from the paternal grandmother. Furthermore, researchers discovered that if the affected woman's grandmother had ovarian cancer, the woman, let's call her Pat, was more likely to get ovarian cancer herself. This can be traced from the X chromosome. But the question is, where did Dad get it from?
So, because Mommy has two chromosomes and Dad has an X and a Y chromosome, little Timmy has to get the ovarian cancer gene from Mom, because Mom can only pass on the X chromosome.
The theory goes on that for Timmy's daughter Susan to get the gene, Timmy passes on his defective X chromosome that he got from his mom to little Susan.
So you can trace it back to Dad and Grandma?
Yes you can.
Well, that really clears things up. So how are scientists going to use this new information?
Well, they're going to develop, redevelop, and possibly improve ovarian cancer screening. According to medicalnewstoday.com, Dr. Eng, who also says that, quote, identifying the gene responsible will therefore contribute to improved ovarian cancer screening.
Okay, so let's recap. Scientists found that daughters who have the ovarian cancer gene in the family have a higher chance of getting cancer than their mother. This led scientists to look at the X chromosome that daughters get from their dad.
They then theorized that this cancer mutation was located on the X chromosome that comes from their father. This is also explained when multiple daughters in the same family could or are affected by ovarian cancer.
Then they traced it back to grandma, who gave dad his affected X chromosome, and who probably got her affected X chromosome from her dad. And it goes on and on and on.
And then they will use this research to identify the gene and better future ovarian cancer screening.
So that's it for this podcast, and we would like to thank CNN, MedicalNews.com, Dr. N and his colleagues, as well as Nature.com, Ovarian.com, ScienceDaily.com, and the American Cancer Society. Thank you for listening to Science Right Now.